Ah, yes, the soothing sounds of Antimon. It's a little bit of a wake up. Hello, everybody, and let's wake up. Because we have another half an hour of music from me, and then Howard will come in and improvise through his bit at the end of the performance here. The Autumnal Equinox 2009 performance. On a somber note, I'd like to mention that this show is in loving memory of my father, who died just 2 weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon at 4:07 p.m. His wife is listening tonight, so I hope she enjoys the show. But let's not talk about sad things. Let's talk about happy things, things my father would have liked. Like this song. Yes, what a wonderful song. Now, the featured event of the show, we have Clay, the Clay 15, the Chuck implementation of Clay. The Clay sequencer, well, let me crank it up and then I'll tell you about it. Okay, it's playing now. Let's turn up the volume a little. You're listening to the clay being played into a car plus strong algorithm. Oh, and we're only using gate 2. Let's put gate 3 into effect. And gate 1. I've got that deep bass on gate 1. Folks in the chat room, I can't hear you right now, I can't read you right now, because I've got so many windows open with the Clay sequencer and everything. The Clay was originally created by Scott Stites, who is here with us tonight. He told us a wonderful story in the chat room, and I recorded it and posted it. And, let's see, let me try playing with this Clay. Put a preloaded pattern into it. Why not? I'm going to take it off of random, hit the load button. Let me try a little bit simpler pattern. Load. And I'm going to hit the famous invert B button. Jan's conception. This is not the first software Clay that was ever done. Jan, way back when in the time machine, made a G2 Clay. He made 4 G2 Clays, and some other guy made 1, or Jan made 3, or something like that. But this is not the first time we've made a Clay in software. But this is a Chuck Clay, and therefore it has a nice graphical user interface. At least on the Mac it does. The graphical user interface is promised for PC and Linux on the next release, but for now, it's Mac only. Let me play with the Clay's volume sliders a little bit. And why don't we switch from the CarPlay Strong to the VCO? To the CarPlay Strong for a little while. See how that sounds. Yeah, I kind of like the CarPlay Strong. Alright, let's see what's going on in the chat room. People are joking around. State Machine offers his condolences to me and my family. Thank you, State Machine. Lots of joking around going on in the chat room. I don't know what to show you else about the clay. How about if I were to play around with the CarPlay Strong characteristics? Of the various CarPlay Strong circuits that are connected to the three gate bus outputs. Crank the clock, Les. Okay, let me call up the clock window. Oops. Rewind window. No clock. All right, I'm going to crank up the clock. Cranked it up 50%. Let me put it back on random. Thank you. folks, all of this is just to show off the software play. I have some more things to play for you tonight. Let me, stop the clay. Close some of these windows here. And we have a little dead air, excuse me, while I let me hit the drums. Alright, there's some drums. We're playing with the show controller now. Why? Well, we had some extra time. It's only 11 minutes into the show, 12 minutes. Let me play with my show controller volume sequencer here. Let's put an impulse into action. Oh yeah. And then I can do a funny thing with my voice. Probably won't be able to hear a darn thing I say, but let's give it a listen. This is the distortion, and this is the washing machine. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey man, it's really crazy in here. What's up? What's going on? I'm playing with my shit. That silliness. Clear the instruments, clear the drums, and let's go load up another Chuck program. This is called Strat 13. Quick little story behind this program. We released an album on OCP's label called EDP, and we got about 250 downloads of the album. So we were so pleased with having all those downloads, excuse me. Too much smoking going on here. That we decided to release the software for free. So, we released the software that's about to play the music that you're about to hear. And I cannot talk while this software plays, because my poor little EMAC just doesn't have the CPU for it. So you're gonna hear me fade away, and then you're gonna hear the music for a little while, and then I'll be back. Okay. Okay, thanks everybody. There were a few glitches, a few little cutouts there. That's because my poor little Emac just can't handle the CPU load. But that's the way it is. I'd like to thank you for listening, and thank you for everyone who listened to the Autumnal Equinox show. We had a wonderful time. And now, to wake you up a little bit, a little cheerful wake-up song called Sing Me a Kong, also by Antimon or Stefan, who opened up the show with his Snowflake 4 song. This will really cheer you up. It makes me think of neon-striped water nymphs playing in a crystal-clear pool, splashing each other. Let's give it a listen.